The Way of Salvation and of Perfection by St. Alphonsus de Liguori. Part 1, Meditation 52. The Certainty of Being Either Saved or Lost. With fear and trembling, saith the Apostle, work out your salvation. In order to be saved, we should tremble, lest we should be lost. For there is no medium. We must be either saved or lost forever. He who trembles not is in great danger of being lost, but he takes too little care to employ the means of obtaining salvation. God desires that all should be saved, and he gives to all his grace, but he requires that all should cooperate for this end. All desire to be saved. Many, because they will not employ the means of salvation, are lost. St. Philip Neri used to say, Heaven is not made for the slothful. Enlighten me, O Lord, that I may know what I ought to do, and what to avoid, for I desire to do all that thou requirest of me. I am determined by thy grace to save my soul. St. Teresa said to her religious, One soul, my daughters, one eternity. She meant that in this work we ought to not attend to anything but to our salvation of our souls. Because if the souls be lost, all will be lost, and if once lost, will be lost forever. Benedict XII, being asked by a prince for a favor that he could not grant without committing sin, answered the ambassador, Tell your prince that if I had two souls, I would give him one. But as I have only one, I cannot consent to lose it for his sake. Thus should be our answer to the devil or to the world when they offer us forbidden fruit. O God, how often have I lost my soul by forfeiting thy grace? But since thou offerest me thy pardon, I detest all my offenses I have committed against thee, and love thee above all things. Would that we were fully impressed with the meaning of that great maxim of St. Francis Xavier, There is but one evil, and there is but one good in the world. The only evil is damnation, the only good, salvation. No, poverty, infirmity, ignominies are not evils. These, when embraced with resignation, will increase our glory in heaven. On the other hand, health, riches, honors, are not goods for too many Christians, because they become for them a great occasion for losing their souls. Save me then, O God, and do with me what thou pleasest. Thou knowest and thou willest what is best for me. I abandon myself to thy mercy. Into thy hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit. I am so sorry for having been hitherto opposed to thy holy will, as to die to expiate my offenses, but I now love thee, and will nothing but what thou willest. Grant me thy love, that I may be faithful to thee, and Mary, give me thy powerful assistance.